Like Rashi says, the ikra klis chukhisein, because the main part of it is clear of the glass. Loyazli boster hamaimid. We don't go boster what's holding it together. Yeah. That's what I'm sure. Sako poro mas nagei pirosis, we see the what that Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. So since it happened after the Churban Abayis, and you see he added another day to Megillah Tainis, it's a riot, whatever it says in Megillah Tainis does apply today. So it's not like we said before. So Gemara says, Eina Chanami, Gemara says Tanoihi, Istaka Machlekes Tanoim, if what it says in Megillah Tainis Nogea today, or whether it's Bottle. The Tanya was not like this. Ha Yomim Elu, these days, Ha Ksugim the Megillah Tainis, that's written down in Megillah Tainis. Bein Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, where there's a time we had the Beis HaMikdash. Bein Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurim. Those days are also to fast. Those days apply even today when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Dibur Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, no. Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurim. Mifnei She Simcha Hilehem. Because at that time was a tremendous Simcha those days. There was an issa to fast with the Rabbonim. What about Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim? Bizman is there, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha is Mutarim. Now you are allowed to fast during those days. Because now we don't have Simcha anymore, now it's like an Evel, even those days turned into be like an Evel, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So more so, Machlekes, so maybe there's no seal with the Machlekes Tanoim. This town holds like this, this town holds like that. Now the Gemara says, what's the Maskona? The Hilchasa Bitlu. That this man is there, we do not have these Isurim of the Megillah Tainis. But the Hilchasa Leib Bitlu. Then the Gemara says, no, the Halachos is not bottle. So the Gemara Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa, what are you talking about? It's a Sira here. You're saying it's not bottle, and you say it is bottle. Does it apply or doesn't it apply? The Gemara says, like Kashi, it's no Kashi. Kan the Chanukah Purim. The only thing that remained over from Megillah Tainis that Rinnei Bizman is there is Chanukah and Purim. On Chofei, the Kislev, the 8 days of Chanukah, and on Purim, that day of Purim, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast before, you're not allowed to fast afterwards. That Issa of Chanukah Purim still applies today. Kan Bishar Yoimi. But the other days that it says in Megillah Tainis, like we had before, the 28th day of Adar, other days that it says there, those days don't apply today. And the Svar is, like we had before, that Chanukah and Purim, Kisum and Issa Zodis. Since Lamaiz, the old Christ was Makabal upon himself, to make a big simcha out of Chanukah, out of Purim, the Chum don't want to take it away. That still remains, that you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah and Purim, but only those 2 days. All the other days that it says on Megillah Tainis, there's manas there, if you want to, you are allowed to fast. That's the maskana. Could be that was part of the Takonah, you're right. 1 second, maybe. But yes, good, the Kuvit, on Purim you have time to fast before. So could be, no, could be that the Takonah was only in the second that day itself. On Chanukah and Purim you can't fast before. The other way to learn is that you're not allowed to fast before a known tainis. But that was the Gzeri Matchilah. Could be that when they first made the Megillah's tainis, when they first made the Megillah, Purim was put down that you're supposed to fast Erev tainis. That was recurrent to the Muhammad that they fought then. So this is different, you're right. You're not allowed to fast for a new sorrow that comes about, you're not allowed to fast on the day before. You have to be Noik Simcha. But that was at the Kodah Matchilah, when they were Mesach and Purim, Matchilah, they wrote down the Megillah's tainis, not to fast on Megillah, on Purim, that the Kodah was, but on Erev Purim you are allowed to fast. So that day is different, you're right. Purim Asam is different. But a Chanukah and a Chanukah, you're not supposed to fast Erev Chanukah either. Right, then the Mishnah says, Al Elo Mufnei Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says there are 6 months that when the Bezdin HaGadol says the Kiddush HaChodesh in Yerushalayim, so they want everybody to know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh. So they used to send out shluchim, messengers, to tell the people outside Yerushalayim in Goyla when it was Rosh Chodesh. So it's one month it says V'al Elo. When Bezdin was Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh Elul, they used to send out shluchim, and people should know Mifnei Rosh Hashanah, to know when Rosh Hashanah will be. Because like Rashi Bar said before, most of the times that Elul was always a chaser. The 30th day of Elul was always Rosh Hashanah. So if they'll know which day was Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, they'll know that 30 days later is Rosh Hashanah. Vayta V'yal Tishrei, the reason why they used to send out shluchim on Tishrei, if man takana somewhere in this. That they should know when Yom Kippur will be, when Sukkot will be, so it's negay to know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, to know when the other Muadis will be. Mori Asakashi now, Kivon Denav Kilu Al Elul, once the Shluchim went out and told you which day they made Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tishrei Lomelu, why did they have to go out a second time on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? And the Kuri just got finished saying, was saying that Elul is always only 29 days. It's always a Chosar Elul. And the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So once we know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, we should automatically know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei will be. Maybe you want to tell me no. Dilma Vruli Elul, maybe they'll make Elul an extra day. It'll be 30 days. And the 31st day will first be Rosh Hashanah. But the Marv Omer Rabbi Chinan Barkana, Omer Rav, that Nehemiah Ezra V'Elach, from the times of Ezra and onwards, Lo Matzino Elul Meyubur. It never came out that Chodesh Elul had more than 29 days. It was always the 30th day of Elul was always Rosh Hashanah. So Mele, if you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, automatically people in Golis will know when Rosh Hashanah is. They'll know that 30 days later is Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says like this, Lo Matzino Elul Meyubur. Lo Matzino, that means to Lo Yitzrach. It just means the reason why he never found it is because there was never a purpose to do it. Let's say there'll be a purpose why Bezin should put in that another day in Telul to make Elul like 30 days, and the 31st day is first Rosh Hashanah, is Avdina, not Mavrina, they would do it late. So Nela, it's possible maybe Rosh Hashanah comes out on the 31st day of Elul. Therefore, there's Indian to send out Shluchim on Tishrei that they should know at least for sure when Yom Kippur will be and when Sukkot will be. Shashu Yitzchak means Imishum Yarki Imishum Masik Lekamon. The Gemara said later, the Chum don't want that it should come out as Shabbos and then a Rosh Hashanah. They don't want that to happen. Or they don't want it to come out to be a Shabbos and then a Rosh Hashanah forbid. They don't want it to be a Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Or they don't want it to be a Shabbos then a Yom Kippur. And the reason is either because the vegetables will get spoiled, or because the person dies and one day, the first day, there'll be a long time till you can bury him. So the Rechil and the Chum don't want it to come out that Shabbos comes up right after Yom Tov, right before Yom Tov. So therefore, if they see it should happen, they'll make an extra day Telul, that the Melu Yom Tov comes a day later, the Melu come a day after Shabbos, like we'll soon see later. So just saying, if it should come out, that Shabbos would come out right after Rosh Hashanah, or right after Yom Kippur, Mishra Itzrach, they would make an extra day Telul to push it off. So since it's possible that Bezin would push off another day Rosh Hashanah, therefore it's Nogeh to send out Shluchim, tell everybody exactly when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was. So the Gemara, Lo Yitzchak, Lo Yitzchak Mavrin Lei. But the Mohar Mekalka Rosh Hashanah. But if you can do this, if you're gonna make Elul an extra day, so it comes out Rosh Hashanah instead of being the 30th day of Elul, you make it the 31st. Does it come out now? The people in Goyle far away are not gonna know when Rosh Hashanah is. They're gonna think usually the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah, and really it's coming out the 31st day is Rosh Hashanah. So how can you be Mekalka Rosh Hashanah? That should be a svara not to push off Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says no. Mutiv Tikalka Rosh Hashanah, it's worth it that the people in Gerla should not know exactly when Rosh Hashanah is, but Lo Yifkalkulu Kulim Adis. But better off than making that Yom Kippur or Sukkot comes out the wrong time, it's better to Masakin one day now by Rosh Hashanah, then rather we'll have a good Sukkot and a good Yom Kippur. Therefore, it could come out sometime that Desdin would make Rosh Hashanah first the 31st day of Elul. They'll make 30 days Elul, and the 31st day will first be Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it's Nageh to send out Shluchim on Tishrei to tell everybody exactly when the Bezdin made Rosh Hashanah. They could not bring your proof also. The Tani, Al Tishrei Mefnei Takonas HaMoedah, Shema Amina. Our Mishnah says the reason why the messengers go out after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, means on Beis Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah they don't go out. I mean, the day after Rosh Hashanah, the messengers start to go out to tell everybody exactly when Rosh Hashanah was. What's the reason? Why does the Mishnah say? Mefnei Takonas HaMoedah. Because we want the Mardim to be well. We want, in other words, Sukkot and Yom Kippur to come out on the right day. So because of Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they would make a Mol Rosh Hashanah a day later for the sake of those Yom Tovim. Even though by pushing off Rosh Hashanah another day could be the Novato, the Bnei Goyla, they'll make the wrong day Rosh Hashanah. But it's Kedai to save the other Mardim. Yeah. Right. The Mishnah says then the Al Tislev Mifnei Chanukah. They sent out messengers on Chodesh Tislev when Rosh Chodesh was, that people should know exactly when Chof Hei is to make Chanukah. The Alad Mifnei Apurim. They send out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that people should know when Yudalit is, when to make Purim. The Mara says the Elu, what's going to be Nisabru Hashanah? Let's say during this first Adar, they decided to make this year an extra month. They're going to have another Adar. Yotzin Alf Aladish Sheni Mifnei Hapurim Lekatoni. Our Mishnah does not say in such a case. Let's say first they made Adar Rishon, and it says now Mishnah, true, they send out Shluchim messengers that people should know when Rosh Chodesh Adar was. Then in the middle of the month, let's say Yud Gimel Adar Rishon doesn't decide to make an extra Adar. So the Kumtas says next month is again Adar. Why does now Mishnah say in such a case they should send out messengers a second time that people should know now when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is, in order to know when to lay the Megillah again. Because Poshut, we hold when you have two Adars, when is the Mitzvah Megillah? The second day, not the first day. Sakam HaMishnah doesn't say this for Chiddush. Why does HaMishnah only say a case where there's only one Adar? The Mishnah say, even in the case when you have a second Adar, you should have to send out the Shluchim, the second Adar again, to know exactly when Yom Tov, when Purim is. Why does HaMishnah say this also? And the Gemara, Masnisim Leker Rebbe. So HaMishnah does not go according to Rebbe. The Tanya we learned like this, Rebbe Yoimer, in the Sabra Hashana, Yoitzin Afalad Rasheni. Anytime Rebbe Tekka says like that. And the case that in the middle of the first Adar, Bezdin decided to make a second Adar, when they make the Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, Bezdin again sends out messengers that people should know when Adar Sheni will be. Mifnei HaPurim, because people have to know when Purim is. Purim, the mitzvah is now, laying in the beginning of the second Adar, not the first one. So Kurat Samachleik is our Mishnah and Rebbe. So Gemara says, laying the Balkim mitzvah again. Maybe the Machleik is totally like this. The mass of our Mishnah holds, Kol mitzvah on Heges Pesheni and Heges Rishon. Really, Purim, you could do any month you want. Just like you could lay in the Megillah the second month, if you lay in the Megillah the first month, you Yaitzah. So Nela, since the B'nai Goyla, they did not know that Bezin is going to make an extra Chodesh, so they lay in the Megillah on Yud-Dalet Purim Rishon, Adar Rishon. So our Mishnah is Nechnami, the Yaitzah mitzvah is Purim, and there's no reason to notify them when the next Chodesh will be, because they don't have to lay in the Megillah over again. You don't need another Purim. Well, Masav, what does Rebbe hold not like that? That Kol Mitzvahs on the Heges B'Sheni, all the mitzvahs that the Ketchili is supposed to do, and Adar Sheni you should know, ain't the Heges Rishon. No, they do not know you're going to first day, the first month. If you lay in the Megillah the first month, you're not yet to the mitzvah. You have to lay it over again. So therefore, Rebbe says it's not enough that the Shluchim went out last month, but they have to go out a second time Adar Sheni to tell the people exactly when to lay in the Megillah. So Lachur, that's the Machlekes. The Gemara says light, maybe not like that. I tell you really, the Kula Yalma mitzvahs on the Heges B'Sheni ain't the Heges B'Rishon. Like we all the Halacha. The mitzvahs Purim is a Geya when? The second month, Adar Sheni, not the first month. And if you made a mistake and laid the Megillah the first month they gave Mishlach Manos, you're not Yetzah. You're going to have to do it over again on Adar Sheni. Or if so, why doesn't our Mishnah say to send out messengers the second time on the second month, on the second Adar? For you know what our Machlekes is? The Ibor Shana Kemiflegei. It's a machlekes about this extra month. How long is the extra month? Dibur Shona. The Tanya would learn like this. Kamar Ibur Shona. How much is the extra month they put into the year? Lamed Yom. It's exactly 30 days. Trashi Kamar Ibur Shona. Yenei Adar Rishon. How long is the first Adar? Shoisin Oisin Ibur Shona. The first Adar is called like the pregnant month. That's the extra month that was added to the year. Not the second Adar. The second Adar, that's the regular Adar we have every year. The extra month that's added is the first Adar. That's called Ibur, the pregnant, the extra month. Now, how long, how many days is that extra month? It's a klalus, always 30 days. That's what our mission holds. Therefore, if they're going to know when last Rosh Chodesh was Adar, you don't have to send out messengers again when Adar Sheni is, because everybody knows. Everybody knows 30 days later is going to be, that this month is 30 days. So maybe the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. You don't have to send out messengers. Everybody knows clearly that Adar Rishon is a Molei. It's 30 days. And therefore, when is the Rosh Chodesh Sheni? On Yom Shleishim V'Yechud.
Not every year. Not every year.
You're right, yeah.
Not every year.
Right, so on. They'll find out if that will be in Nibiyu. That they'll find out. That they'll tell people. Whenever they decide to make a Nibiyu, all they got to do is send out messengers at that time. We're going to make an extra month this year. You don't have to send out messengers when Rosh Chodesh is. Because once they know when next Rosh Chodesh was, the Lord will magically know when the next Rosh Chodesh is. We have Shimon Megamil Loimer, Chodesh. No, it's a Chodesh. So what does a Chodesh mean a month? So the Havit Miner is a Chodesh means 29 days. So for the Gemara, if so, Maishno La Mediyoda. Why do you say that Rebbe holds is 30 days? If we don't have to forget, our Mishnah holds is 30 days, if we don't have to send out messengers again. Chodesh Na Mediyoda. Why, according to Rebbe, do you have to send out messengers a second time? The Avi Minir is a Chodesh means 29 days, a Chodesh Chaser. So if it's also always 29 days, people will know exactly when the next Chodesh is. Papa says like this, Rebbe holds, Man Diyam a Chodesh, the one that says a Chodesh doesn't mean a Chodesh Chaser 29 days. It means like this, Rotsa Chodesh, Rotsa Shleishim. If you want to, sometimes Bezin can make it 29 days. They can make it a chaser. The 30th day is Ad Sheni. If they want to, they can make Ad Rishon 30 days. So now, according to Rebbe, it's very good why you have to send the messengers out on the second Rosh Chodesh. Because people in Gaila won't know when Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni was. Because it's possible Ad Rishon could be 29 days, and it's possible it could be 30 days. So hence, they're not going to know when the Bezin made the Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni. That's why they have to send out Shluchim. But our mission holds no. That Ad Rishon is always only 30 days. So there's no reason to send out messengers. Once you know when Ad Rishon was, you automatically know that 30 days is Ad Rishon, the 31st day is Ad Sheni. There's no suffix. That's the Machlokes. Now the Gemara says, Hayyid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kohola Kadisha Yerushalayim. If Yeshua ben Levi said over an Aedis in the name of the Holy, the Kohola Kadisha Yerushalayim, that what? Al Shnei Yadorim, when you have an extra month, two others, Shemekatshim Oisam, the Yoim Ibureim. That you make the Kiddush HaChodesh is the day of the Ibureim. What does that mean, Yoim Ibureim? Rashi says, Shemekatshim Oisam, the Yoim Ibureim. Yoim Shloshim, the 30th day of the month, Kori Yoim Ibur. That's called like the extra day. Shoisai Oisin Ibur. That LaChodesh. That's like the extra day of the month. Some months, Levana only have 29 days. If you make it 30 days, it's called the month has an extra day. That's called Iber. You get a pregnant like you gave it an extra day. So the 30th day, that's called the extra day to a month. Yeah. So it means, Keshem Avirin Oisoi, Hashem Akachin Yom Shloshim Shel Shnehim. Lu Rosh Chodesh HaNichnas Yom Lamed Liadir HaRishon Hu Rosh Chodesh Liadir HaSheni. That the 30th day of the month, that is the next Rosh Chodesh. That's what he said over in Aedis. Again, Al Shnei Adorim on Adar, Shemekatshin Oysen B'yoyim Ubrayim. When is Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon? On the 30th day of the month, that's Rosh Chodesh Adar. When is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni? On the 30th day of Adar Rishon, that's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So everybody knows that exactly a month is a chaser. It's a half of the month is missing a day. There's only 29 days to it. Again, what she says. So Rosh Chodesh Anichnas Yem Lamed Liyadar Rishon, Hu Rosh Chodesh Ladar Sheni. In other words, the first Adar has 29 days. The 30th day is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Adar Sheni also only has 29 days. The 30th day of Adar Sheni is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the way he said over. That's what the Kala Kadish Yerushalayim said over. Again, that Shemekatshim Oysom V'yoyim Ibureyim. On the day of the extra day, the 30th day, that's the new Rosh Chodesh. Lameimer, what do they mean to say then? Tichaserin avdinun, malayim loyavdinun. That both others are only a chaser, it's only 29 days, and it's not 30 days to the month. Lafuke medidorash Rav Nachman Bachizda. They mean to say opposite of what Rav Nachman Bachizda said. The tigirsa should be, the dorish Rav Nachman Bachizda. Like this, Bachizda, we have Hey Reb Simoy, that he said like this, the Dars of Nachman Bachizda, that Hayyid, he said like this, that Hayyid Reb Simoy, Mishum Chagai Zchari Malach, in the name of the Nevi'im, Al Shnei Adorim, on the year that you have an extra other, a year you have an extra month, you have two others, you should know it's like this, Shim Rotsu Lasoysen Shnei Malayim Oysen. There's no cloud what to do with these months. If Desdin wants to make both months a Malay, both months have 30 days, and the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, they could do it. Oysen. Shneim chaser. If they want to make both months, both Adars only 29 days, Oysen, they could do that also. And if they want to, they could do Echad Molei, the Echad Chaser Oysen. If they want to, they can make one Adar Molei 30 days to it, and the second Adar, they can make a Chaser 29 days to it. There's no cloud. And the Kachay Noigim Begoyla. That was the way they were Noigim Begoyla. So the kid said that Yeshua ben Levi said over, Mishum Kalak Rishad Yerushalayim argues on this. He said over, no, that the Chodesh is always a Chaser. Chodesh Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is always a Chaser. It's always only 29 days, and the 30th day is a new Rosh Chodesh. And they said over, no, nothing doing, there's no cloud to it. If you want, you can make it a Mola, you want to make it a Chaser, there's no cloud here. So it's a Machlekes. Or Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, and he said over the name of Rabbeinu, Rashi says it means Rav, that Lo'ilam, it's always like this. Echad Mole v'yachad Chaser. One month is Mole, 30 days to it, and one month is a Chaser is missing. It's only 29 days. Achi Yevoyed L'cho, Shulk for Rosh Chodesh Vizmanai.
up until you know exactly when they were kaveh the Rosh Chodesh. Rashi shekvo Rosh Chodesh with Marnoi, at shomu lecho, haboy yemeret Yisrael, kitshu bezen Rosh Chodesh ad rashay nebiyem lamid liyadav harishon, liyasav es harishon chosar. In other words, until you know exactly, this is the way you have to nemon. You have to nemon, one was a chosar, and one was a moly. Yerle mechad moly vechad chosar, until you know not like that. At shivo lecho shuk for Rosh Chodesh with Marnoi. Shokhu lei lemarukfa. They sent now a messenger to Marukfa saying like this. Adar hasamach l'nisim. The second Adar, the Adar that's near Chodesh Nisim, he should know Yerlem Chosar. He owes Adar Sheni is always missing. It's always only 29 days. That's what Marukfa said. Mosir Rab Nachman. Nachman has a kasher on this. There's a law we'll have later, Mishnah, al shnei chadoshim mechalu nes haShabbos on 2 months is the Adam that see the Levono. They want to come to Bezdin to tell Bezdin, we saw the Levona last night, we saw the new moon, and therefore you have a right to make the Kiddush HaKadosh. Even if it means they have to travel Chutz L'Tchum, like the Chilul Shabbos with the Rabbonin, they're allowed to do it. There are 2 months that's very Nogei, Bezdin has to know when the Levona was, that there even be Mechal Shabbos come to Bezdin. Al Nisan V'Yal Tishrei, on these 2 months, Al Nisan V'Yal Tishrei, these are the 2 months that could be Mechal Shabbos.
Alright, turn over. Yes, so again we have these 2 months, the Bryce is like this, Moser of Nachum, Al Shnei Chadoshim, on 2 months of the year, Mechal Nes HaShabbos, we let them be Mechal HaShabbos, the 2 Adim that saw the Levona to come to Bezdin, Al Nisim V'Atishrei, Al Nisim V'Atishrei. Rashi learns, Mechal Nes HaShabbos, that means, Adim Shiro Es HaLevona, B'Chidusha, Adim, 2 people saw the new Levona last night, is Mechal Nes HaShabbos, Lot Es Chus Tachum, he will, now it's on Shabbos, a lot of travel, outside the Tchum, Sinister Rabbanon only, Lover LeBezim, to come to Bezim, Lahoyed Lefneim, to say Adis, Lefisha Amoyedin Kulan Tluyim Vishnei Chadoshim Alolu. Why are these months so important, Nisan and Tishrei? Because all the Yom Tovim are totally in Nisan and Tishrei. Because Falka Taiva Havamin was Chilula, to Shara Rachmonim Shum the Kfiyas Yarcha, Lefi Rias Halavonahu, Imole Molim Chosakoso. At the Havaminer is, why does Bezdin, like, why is there a din to allow to be Mechal HaShabbos? Because Bezdin is only Mekadosh to Lechodesh if there's Adim that saw the Levona. When they see the Levona, that's when the Mekadosh. So, Mel, if the Adim won't come now, Bezdin won't be Mekadosh to Lechodesh. That's why it's very important for them to come to Bezdin. We say you're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. Now, Yom Tov means Nisan is totally in Pesach, and Tishrei is Sukkot, and Shavuot is not Nageya. Because Shavuot is always 50 days after Pesach, so it's not Nageya. Meshuas, you don't have to know the day of the Chodesh. Hashanah Nisan and Tishrei, that's the Yom Tov. So Mar says like this: Iyamit Bishlam, if you tell me like this, Zimnin Molei, Zimnin Choser, that sometimes the months are 29, sometimes it's 30, is Mishumachim Mechalinim. That's why we Mechalo, we let the Yedim come to Bezdin. So Rashi, that means Mishumachim Mechalin, Emru B'Yom Lamed. If the Adim saw the Levon on the 30th day, Shim lo yevoyu, because if they don't come to Bezdin today, the Yidu, and say the Adim, Shiru ayoyim, lo yikachru Bezdin. Bezdin won't be Mekadosh the month today. Ad mocher, until tomorrow. V'yasu es hachosim oli. That really, they saw the Levon on the 30th day of Adar. So really, the 30th day of Adar should be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if they come to Bezdin right now, Bezdin will make today Rosh Chodesh. If they don't come to Bezdin today, Bezdin won't make today Rosh Chodesh. They'll make it tomorrow. So you see, you have your choice. Nisan could be, Nazadar could either be a Mole, or could be a Chosar. It's totally when Adam come to Bezdin. So that's why there's a din that the Bezdin, they have a right to Mechal HaShabbos, in order to come to Bezdin, tell them the right time, when to be Mekadosh Levona. The Mekadosh HaKadosh. Liyam, if you can tell me now, Liyam Chosar, no, that Adar Sheni, you should know, Adar is always a Chosar.